I was on the other side. I was contemplating abortion, and I was very headstrong about my abortion.
I still identify as Catholic, and I still feel that God loves me.
The voice of a generation. From news to pop culture and everything in between, this is Youth Radio This Week. I'm Maya Cueva. March is Women's History Month, and we're looking at women's rights and reproductive health care. Abortion continues to be one of the most highly debated issues of our time. Earlier this month, President Trump told Planned Parenthood he would only renew their funding if abortion care was omitted from their services, and his administration has stated that it hopes to overturn Roe v. Wade. There are only 19 abortion clinics in the whole state of Texas. In the Rio Grande Valley, on the Texas-Mexico border, there is only one for the entire 1,800-square-mile region. This clinic, Whole Woman's Health, is located in one border town, McAllen, Texas. I talked to Sadie Hernandez, a youth spokesperson for Planned Parenthood in the Rio Grande Valley, about what it would mean if the abortion clinic were to close.
If the McAllen abortion clinic were to close, it would honestly devastate reproductive health care access in the Rio Grande Valley. The next abortion clinic after that is in San Antonio. If you can't access an abortion in McAllen, then you have to pay for lodging and travel all the way over there.
And for many, it would mean risking deportation because of the border checkpoints between here and San Antonio. The Rio Grande Valley makes up less than 1% of Texas geography, but it makes up nearly 10% of the state's undocumented population.
If you are an undocumented woman and the abortion clinic closes, then you have no other choice but to continue with your unintended pregnancy. We've seen it in the past that when the abortion clinics in the valley close, women go out and, you know, find any means they can to end their unintended pregnancy. And that could be anywhere from buying pills in Mexico to self-induced abortion methods they find online. And it would increase the amount of botched abortions, increase the amount of unintended children, and just kind of keep cycling people through poverty. It would just be devastating.
And what about people who oppose abortion? I asked Father Alex Flores of the Catholic Diocese of Brownsville in the Rio Grande Valley about what abortion means to his community.
We press on the sin of abortion because it's so central. If we don't get life right at the very beginning, then there's small hope to kind of get it right towards the end. So the abortion clinic becomes that kind of focal point where, you know, it's that sense of, well, you think this is your last option, but it doesn't have to be. And so many times we have people out there who are praying, and to encounter any women who go into these clinics seeking abortion, saying there is a better way.
What does the abortion clinic mean to Father Alex?
Basically, what we see that abortion clinic here in McAllen is saying to us, well, you know, there's too many Hispanics, and it'd be better if there were less of you. The closing of the McAllen clinic would definitely limit access to abortion, but it doesn't change the desire for it. The end goal is not simply the closure of the clinic, but really the healing towards those mothers and families who are actively seeking abortion. That's the goal.
I decided to fly down to McAllen, Texas, to see the clinic with my own eyes and to better understand the community surrounding it. I talked to two women who recently changed their minds about abortion after becoming pregnant.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
It's midday on a Tuesday. And 32-year-old Mercedes Soto is standing outside Whole Woman's Health in McAllen, Texas. It's the last remaining abortion clinic in the entire 1,800-square-mile region, known as the Rio Grande Valley.
Blessed is thou amongst women.
Soto is demonstrating with fellow anti-abortion protesters who call themselves prayer warriors. Soto says she had a rough childhood. The word misunderstood is tattooed in cursive on the outside of her arm. When she turned 18, she left home.
If you would have looked at me in my old life, you know, you wouldn't have expected anything good. I was in very, very bad steps. I turned to drugs as a coping mechanism. I started hanging out with the wrong crew. I joined a gang. I just wanted to belong. I wanted to belong, and I wanted somebody to be there for me.
Then, 2 years ago, she got pregnant. That's when she came here for the first time, to this clinic.
I was on the other side. I was contemplating abortion, and I was very headstrong about my abortion.
On her way to the clinic that day, Soto was stopped by a woman, an anti-abortion activist praying outside the clinic.
She starts telling me I'm beautiful, and I wasn't trying to hear this woman. I wasn't.
Soto decided not to have an abortion. Now she's carrying a sign with what looks like a gory fetus and the words, "Abortion is murder." In her other hand, she's holding an even more persuasive tool.
Sit down, mama. Look at you, sweaty piggy piggy.
Her one-year-old son, Samson, who she often brings with her to protest, trying to shut down the McAllen Clinic. In January, hundreds of protesters rallied here outside the Whole Woman's Health Clinic in McAllen. One group was marching against the abortion clinic, and another smaller group was standing to protect it.
Seeing all of these women here has just ignited the fire.
25-year-old Laura Molinar traveled over 230 miles from San Antonio. She's holding a hand-drawn sign on yellow poster board with the words, "Don't tread on me," on top. The flag is one you see all over the place in Texas. Only this time, the snake is wrapping around a giant uterus.
Took me a while to draw this uterus. It's not the best.
There used to be one other abortion clinic about 35 miles from here, but it closed because of a Texas law known as House Bill 2. HB 2 was eventually overturned by the Supreme Court, but many clinics affected by the law never reopened. For Molinar, these closures would have been celebrated in the church she grew up in.
As a teenager, I was so involved with the Catholic Church, you know, doing praise and worship.
Friends from her church youth group used to pray outside abortion clinics. But last year, the issue became personal when Molinar chose to have an abortion.
I was faced with making that choice for myself. And I never thought that that would happen to me. Until it actually did, and I remember feeling so alone and so scared and unworthy. And I remember telling myself that I will do everything in my power from this point on to help women so that they will never feel like that.
In the Rio Grande Valley, the local Catholic diocese is a major organizer of anti-abortion efforts. The clinic in McAllen has protesters outside of its main entrance almost every day. And anti-abortion activists even travel from across the border in Mexico to demonstrate at the clinic. But for Laura Molinar, her religion remains a guide. For her, it's not just about maintaining abortion access in this part of Texas, but also fighting for all the other services the clinic provides to low-income and undocumented women, like birth control and pap smears.
I still identify as Catholic, and I still feel that God loves me. I don't think I've confronted that yet. And I feel that a lot of members of the church shame these women and they make them feel unloved and unsupported. And that God doesn't love them, which is not true.
With abortion, it so often seems like the national divides are entrenched, that nothing will change a person's point of view. But in this Texas town and across the U.S., there are women like Mercedes Soto and Laura Molinar who defy what you might think, and sometimes even switch sides. That's it for Youth Radio this week. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you heard, consider donating to Youth Radio at youthradio.org. Music this week was produced by Youth Radio's own Yaj. That's Y-A-J-J. And if you want to go deeper, I'm working on a documentary film series about the fight surrounding lone abortion clinics throughout the U.S. You can find more information about that project and a short documentary I worked on at theproviderfilm.com. I'm Maya Cueva. Thanks for listening.